Hey, so this is the first cast of my pod, episode one of the Diarrhea Diary. I appreciate everyone tuning in, dialing in. Accidentally falling in, and now I have you. However you got here, thanks for paying attention to me and what I have to say, which is of no importance. Will not change your life, but let's do it anyway. So, I mean, I'm an American. I am. I like to make it clear. I think most level-headed or just non-bastard Americans like to make it known that I am not a Trump American. I'm not a supporter of our president. I don't have any qualms with any type of investigation or inevitable, hopefully, prosecution that comes from this presidency. In fact, I would like to really see our country take a shift in a different direction. I find it strange that celebrity weigh so heavily on what people believe these days. I don't want to necessarily entertain or subscribe to a country that finds its identity in the created identity of others via a box that we stare at all day that produces pictures for us to look at. I hate Donald Trump, and that's just a fact. I really just had nothing. I couldn't have formed a educated or knowledgeable opinion of him prior to his current position and job, but I definitely always was sour to his ideology, and I think it's disgusting that racism is so prevalent in America again, especially in the part of the country I live in. You know, you can't be from Alabama and make bones and say, I've never been in a situation where I was witness to, if nothing else, witness to outright, blatant, careless racism. I don't say careless racism because I think that would encourage people to maybe think that there's racism that can be acceptable if it's, you know, done with care. You know, just love. I'm a loving racist. You can't be a loving racist. You can't. It's all careless. It's careless. But with that said, I'm primarily, as far as entertainment goes, music is my raison d'être. I rarely can be found without music of some sort playing around me. Kanye, I love. He's a genius. Musically. I don't know what the fuck he's doing right now, but Let me just say this, and I was telling a friend this the other night. in my opinion, and it could have prevented my beautiful dark twisted fantasy. It could have prevented the life of Pablo. It could have prevented good things. I mean, Kanye's made some good ass music, in my opinion. The good in his catalog far exceeds and outweighs the bad. Yeezus is a hot piece of shit. Whoever was his yes man to put that out, drop the ball, dude. Kanye is batshit, for lack of better terminology, and you don't let a batshit man put a song out, Black Skinhead, that really just makes him sound racist, and it has no real meaning, in my opinion. I just fucking hate that album. But what I was telling my friend was, 808s and Heartbreaks, when Kanye's mom passed away, that model girl, the kid with Wiz, Ruby Soho, whatever her name is, when she left and Kanye's mom died, like, all in that quick swoop into his life, 808s and Heartbreaks is pure, unabashed, indisputable, in my opinion. It is indisputable. With me, you can't dispute it. You dispute it, and I tell you, you're a fucking idiot. You don't know anything. Go fuck yourself. But 808s and Heartbreaks was his next level album. And I don't know a lot about the music industry. In fact, I don't know shit. But I can tell you that there are many who I think would share this look. 808s and Heartbreaks is like, Kanye should have Bart or Homer Simpson's his way out, just backwards and slowly all the way back to home. This album's out, man. I'm good. Not quite that level, but the closest thing I can think to compare would be Prince. You hit that fucking level, dude. It's in your best interest to put good people around you who are out for your genuine best interest and say, Kanye, shut the fuck up. Don't go on TMZ and fight a TMZ reporter. What the fuck? Don't marry Kim Kardashian. Don't put babies in Kim Kardashian. Don't do anything but quietly be Kanye and produce more of this album. Okay. So, My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy, I think, was on the way. I believe I've heard him say he was writing it when he made 808s and Heartbreaks, but it pains me to see someone with such a platform. Because if you think about it, in this country, Kanye is almost, no matter what anybody hates about him or whatever, he is on the same level of recognizability. Is that a fucking word? He's on that level with the president and world leaders. I could walk down the street right now and knock on every door in my neighborhood, where most of the folks are older, and they will have heard of Kanye West, and they're senior citizens. I can walk to the mall. Well, I can't walk to the mall, actually. I'm in a small fucking town. To walk to the mall would be like, it's Saturday afternoon right now, so see you like fucking Friday when I get there, because that's how it is. But I could teleport to the mall. Don't tell me I can't fucking teleport. Absolutely can. Teleport to the mall and ask everyone under the age of 25 for sure a series of names. They're gonna know Putin. They're gonna know Trump. Who the fuck else are these kids gonna know that's on a world platform? Like, they have the potential to set things in motion to destroy humanity. They won't know any of them, but they'll damn sure know Kanye West. They will know who Kanye West is. They will know who T.I. is. They will know who Madonna is. They might not know who Madonna is. Has she done anything lately? Last time I saw her, her thighs were, they had elasticity. You could pull back on them and shoot yourself like a fucking cannonball, or, you know, you're over the gate, dude. You're in. Congratulations. And Madonna, thanks for the use of the rubber legs you got there. You are an old ass. Oof. Anyway, think about these things, because they don't mean shit. But educate your mind. Reinforce your grind. Hustle till the sun goes down. Then ball all night long. I don't know how to close things out. I'm going to close it out with a goodbye. So goodbye. Thanks for tuning in. And I guess you don't really tune in. I'm old. I'm older. And this podcast thing is new to me. So there's going to be a few like this. If you've made it this far, man, fuck, thank you. Thank you. For real, from the bottom of my little tiny blackened heart, I thank you, because I almost made a career of radio, and I thought I'd try something different, which isn't really different, because of course I'm just now in the know a tiny bit, and it's something everybody's doing, I reckon. Anyway, I just want to make you aware, if you're going to be a listener of mine, that times will change. I will grow with this. I will eventually evolve and have more routine, organized vitriol or language to let you glean what you want from, assess, and decide if you will return visit or if that was good enough. I'll tell you, it's not gonna kill me if you don't come back. If you listened and you're, like I said, still here, thank you very much for giving me the chance, and I'm sorry I wasn't your cup of shit, but if you come back later, maybe, you know, who fuck knows? I'm like I said, I can't make any promises. It could get worse than this. It could get worse, or you could tune in and I could have, you know, 8 fucking porn stars or 6 professional athletes on that day, or Dr. Dre just vibing and talking with me. And in all likelihood, none of that's going to happen, but it could. You can't tell me it absolutely is not going to happen. It could happen. And if you don't believe in the could-haves or the coulds, then you're a fool, man. You know? So, just come back, and I'll talk to you again on the flippy floppy. Until then, XOXO. Bye-bye. I don't like any of that I just said. Not one word, but fuck, dude, it's over. Thanks for being you and being here.